Using multiple screen devices simultaneously while snacking may influence food choices, according to a new Michigan State University study. Anastasia Kononova is an assistant professor in the Department of Advertising and Public Relations at MSU, and she led the study. Anastasia, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So describe the project for us. What did you do?
In general, I do research on multitasking with media. Right. And in this particular project, we looked at a specific type of multitasking, which we call multi-screening. So it's pretty much how people use multiple screen devices at the same time. And when I say screen device, it can be your smartphone, it can be your tablet or laptop, and of course, television. So the initial idea of the project was that when people use multiple media or multiple devices at the same time, they get overwhelmed. And when they get overwhelmed, it might increase their cognitive load, and as a result, they might make choices that are not that rational. For example, instead of picking a salad, they would pick a piece of cake. So that was the initial idea, and we decided to test it in multitasking conditions. So we had four groups of people, and each person in each group used media, but different numbers of media. In the first condition, or in the first group, people did not multitask. They just watched a television show. In the second condition, they watched the same show and they texted with the researcher. In the third condition, they watched the show, they texted, and they also used a laptop to read a very intense article on Wikipedia. It was an article about romanticism. And then on top of that, we also asked them to do a quiz in that condition so that we know that they are actually reading the article. And in the fourth condition, they also used three screens. It was television, texting on an iPod, and also using the laptop, but not for reading, but for online shopping. So that condition was actually rated as a very enjoyable condition. During the procedure, while they were watching the show and doing other things, we served them different types of snacks. Six snacks. Three snacks were healthy or healthier, and three snacks were not that healthy. So, for example, healthy choices were carrots, raw almonds, and cherry tomatoes. And then less healthy options were potato chips, M&Ms, right? So chocolate candy, and then also sugar candy. So the initial expectation was that the more screens people use, the more likely they would be to pick the unhealthy snacks over the healthy snacks. But we found something very interesting. We found that in two heavy multitasking conditions, when participants used the three screens, the choices of snacks were very different too. So in the condition that participants really hated, where they had to read the article about romanticism and also do the quiz, they rated that condition very, very negatively. And they also tended to eat more unhealthy snacks than healthy snacks. But then in the enjoyable multitasking condition, where participants used the same number of screens, again, television, texting, and online shopping, but they rated it enjoyable because shopping obviously is more enjoyable than reading about romanticism, they tended to eat more healthy snacks than unhealthy snacks. We found that was a very, very, I think it was a very novel finding, right, in addition to everything, because it's not about the addition of one screen or several screens that make you overwhelmed and make less rational decisions and actually eat unhealthy snacks. But it is about whether you're enjoying a multitasking situation or not enjoying it. And so we did measure how people felt during the multitasking situation, but we didn't ask them about the level of stress. Maybe this is going to be our next study, but our assumption is that maybe in that negative condition, where they had to read an article, they were stressed and they, you know, were not able to make those rational choices to eat carrots and tomatoes. While in shopping, in the shopping condition, the stress was very low and, yeah, they still picked the healthy snacks, which was, I think it was an amazing finding.
Are there things you think we should keep in mind then as more and more of us multitask on screens? Or what are the implications of this, do you think?
I think we should keep our unhealthy snacks away when we know we're going to be stressed. Unfortunately, there is absolutely no easy way out of this. We really have to be mindful about situations we're in. It just happens that the pace of life is so fast and we are often stressed, and we also eat at work, right? And when we're stressed, especially due to our work and we have snacks with us, sometimes, you know, we might overeat, or we can choose unhealthy snacks over healthy snacks. So in this case, we have to manage our snack choices. Just don't keep unhealthy snacks next to you if you know that it's going to be a very hard day. But apparently not every multitasking is that bad, right? So if you know that there is no stress involved and you're multi-screening because you just are chilling and enjoying life, you know, maybe your intake of unhealthy snacks is not going to be that bad. So in this situation, you don't have to really control yourself.
Well, Anastasia, thank you for telling us about this interesting research on MSU today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
And that is Anastasia Kononova, and she's an assistant professor in the Department of Advertising and Public Relations at Michigan State University. And I'm Russ White. This is MSU Today.